Hello. Welcome to the Little Lessons Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Mitchell. Is this your first time listening to the Little Lessons Podcast, or have you only listened to a few episodes, or are you a longtime listener, been here from the beginning? Either way, I am so grateful that you're here. I launched the Little Lessons Podcast a little over a year ago in September of 2022 with the goal of talking about and understanding the small and simple but very unique and powerful ways that Heavenly Father talks to His children. It's been really inspiring, and I have learned so much, both about myself, about my family, about my friends, and I've gained a really, really huge important understanding that is still increasing about how much God loves His children. I've always known it, but my knowledge of that has increased, and I am so grateful for this opportunity. I'm so glad you're here this week. This episode is going to be fun. Please enjoy this week's episode of the Little Lessons Podcast. I know Kung Fu. Okay, I don't actually know Kung Fu. I did have a little bit of an opportunity to learn a little bit of it when I lived in China back in 2004, but ask me to remember any of it and I won't. The reason that I chose this title of the episode is actually that was how I was feeling just the other day. If anybody has ever seen the movie The Matrix, there's a very iconic line that Keanu Reeves says. Now, I actually haven't seen The Matrix. It's not really my style, and I've tried, but it's just kind of boring to me. But I am very well aware of the often memed line when Keanu Reeves is learning more about The Matrix and how it works with his brain, I guess, and they start loading in all of these fighting techniques into his brain, and he opens his eyes and he looks around and he goes, "I know Kung Fu." And he's so surprised and taken aback, but also kind of emotionless because there's a lot to process. So that's how I was feeling like 2 days ago. And let me explain. So I am currently taking a marketing class at Ensign College. I'm working on my bachelor's degree in communications, and I've been having to take a lot of marketing classes, and there's a principle in marketing called attribution modeling. I won't get into a whole bunch of detail about it, but I kind of don't understand it. I studied it all last semester, and it did not really take. And I was very confused by it. What was its purpose? Why are there different attribution models? And I really struggled. And actually, I've talked about it in a few other classes, not just last semester, but like a few classes. And I've really struggled with the concept. And then I was working on some assignments this week. And again, dang it, it was about attribution modeling. And I was struggling. I was totally on the struggle bus just trying to figure this out. And I was sitting there going, I have really tried really hard to understand this concept. And I've tried really hard to understand how it all fits within marketing and with analytics and statistics and all of this. And just this past Wednesday, I had some assignments due, and I had to get them done. I had no choice. They were due at 11:59, and I was coming down to the wire, and it was about attribution modeling, and I was having a hard time. I looked at so many different websites and read so many different blog articles trying to understand this concept. I got the assignments turned in, and I was happy with the work that I did, but I still went to bed that night going, did I actually say anything that was relevant in my assignments or anything that was of any worth? Because I don't feel like I understand this. And I woke up, I went to bed that night, and I woke up the next day on Thursday morning. I opened my eyes and I absolutely had a Keanu Reeves Neo in the Matrix moment. And I opened my eyes and I go, in my mind, I said, I understand attribution modeling. That's weird. How is it that I all of a sudden understand it? I've been so frustrated in these previous semesters and this semester trying to understand this concept and just not being able to get it. And then all of a sudden it just clicked. That would have saved me some heartache and some frustration 6 months ago if it could have just clicked then. But it didn't. Why now? Why do I all of a sudden understand it? I feel like I didn't do any more research or understanding than I had previously. I had done all of my assignments to the best of my ability previously. So what was it this time? I don't know. But I am, like, for the last 48 hours, I've been thinking, or maybe the last 24 hours, I've been so excited about attribution modeling and wanting to tell people about it. And it's a little bit embarrassing, but that's true. That's where I'm at. I'm so excited about it. And I think that's really instructive regarding the timing of that our Heavenly Father has for each one of us. Now, it would be really easy to say, let me go back a little bit. There are concepts in life and things that we try to understand about, in my case, academic pursuits, or maybe there's concepts or things you're trying to master in a sport that you play, and it just doesn't click, and then one day it's there. All of a sudden you can shoot a three-pointer when you hadn't been able to before, or something like that. Or you are at work and there's something that you're trying to get done. Maybe you're trying to land a big client or a customer and you haven't been able to before. And then for whatever reason, that customer decides to buy your product. Or you're struggling with something with a child and you've been struggling for months or years. And then one day, it all just comes together. What it all comes down to is that God has a timeline. And His timeline for each one of us in our life's journey, it is all up to Him. We don't have, I would say we have very little control over the timing of how things happen for us, if at all, honestly. We can do all we can. We can do the research. We can put in the work. We can put in the effort. We can read all of the things and say all of the prayers. But sometimes, more often than not, our timing is different than God's. And it's probably, coincidences aren't really a thing when we have these conversations. But if our timing aligns with His, it's because of Him, not because of us. I found a speech that Elder Dallin H. Oaks, at the time, Elder Dallin H. Oaks, gave at BYU. He gave this speech back in 2002, so it's been a minute. But it's all about, the title of it is just timing. Timing. Pretty simple title for a kind of a big concept. But he quotes Elder Neil A. Maxwell, who says, "The issue for us is trusting God enough to trust also His timing. If we can truly believe He has our welfare at heart, may we not let His plans unfold as He thinks best." He goes on to say, "Faith needs to include faith in the Lord's timing for us personally, not just in His overall plans and purposes." So God has a plan for everything, absolutely everything. And so it would be easy to say, well, it's going to be in his time that revelation comes, and it's going to be his time that this war ends, and it's going to be his time that the second coming occurs. But could it also not apply to the things that happen with us personally? I know God to be a loving, all-knowing Father. So if he can have those big things in mind with his timing, it absolutely stands to reason that his timing will apply to anything that happens in my own life. There's also a scripture which you'll probably be familiar with. This is in Ecclesiastes. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. God's timing is absolutely everything as we go through life. And I've talked about very worldly things, my studies in marketing. I 100% believe that for whatever reason, it was God's timing that led me to have my Keanu Reeves moment. I know attribution marketing or modeling. I know attribution modeling. That was him. I don't know why it happened on a random Thursday in 2023, but it did, and I'm not mad at it because it happened. And I don't know why. I don't know why it was then, but it happened, and I'm so grateful for it. And it's like that with everything. I've had this happen with gospel concepts, matters that are spiritual, things with my children. But ultimately, faith in God includes faith in his timing. Thank you so much for tuning in to listen to this week's episode of the Little Lessons Podcast. And thanks for sitting through a story about my Matrix Keanu Reeves Neo moment. It's funny, didn't really think that something like that would really be an important lesson for me, a line from the Matrix, but here we are. Heavenly Father reaches us where he knows that we're gonna find him. He's pretty awesome like that, that he knows us so well. If you haven't already, go ahead and go find me on Instagram and give me a follow. You can find me super easy at the Little Lessons Podcast, all one word. There's episode updates over there, along with information about guests and other fun, sometimes silly, uplifting content. Also, I have a website, the www.thelittlelessonspodcast.com. There's an episode archive, which that reminds me, I need to update that. So I'll take care of that. And there's going to be other things coming on that website as well in the next few months. I appreciate everybody who has given me so much support over the course of this podcast since I launched. It is incredibly meaningful to me, and I appreciate those who listen, people who share, the people who leave ratings and reviews. It means a lot. Oh, and that reminds me, you should go leave a rating or a review wherever you're listening to this podcast. It really actually does help with the reach of the podcast if there's ratings and reviews attached to it. So do me a favor and go do that. That would be awesome. If you feel like you have an amazing story to tell, please reach out to me. You can shoot me a direct message over on Instagram. You can also email me, littlelessonspod@gmail.com. Or if we know each other outside of the podcasting space, feel free to send me a text message. I am literally up for interviewing anybody who wants to talk. I love visiting with people and understanding them. So please don't hesitate. And with that, I invite you to go out into the world and look for the little lessons that Heavenly Father is sending, especially to you.